Speaking here with Tom Doerr, U.S. Grains Council, and we had a new crop report come out. Shows some numbers a little smaller than I think we had heard before. What's your reaction to that?
Well, obviously, the crop yield was something that I think people were concerned about, but hoped it wouldn't show up. If you look at the gross production number, I believe it's still a record gross production, and consequently, the normal reaction is that big crops get bigger, small crops get smaller. I think the numbers are good. I think the USDA has done a good job on this. I don't anticipate that the crop yield number is going to drop a lot because of the maturity level of it and the sampling statistics that they use and the focus that they had in getting this one right. So, we're going to have some price adjustments to make, but I've been a farmer most of my life, Chuck, and the thing that I know is that farmers more often than not swim in surpluses. They love dealing with shortfalls, and they'll produce our way out of this very, very quickly.
And it's also safe to say that even with this report, we have a significant and sufficient crop to meet all demands.
I don't think there's any question about it. First of all, we're still looking at something in the neighborhood of a close to a billion bushel carry out a year from now. Secondly, don't overlook the fact that we've got 200 million bushels more wheat than we had in 2008, so we've got a sizable wheat surplus. And, don't try to get clever by one and allow the markets to work. We'll sort through this, and quite honestly, I think we'll continue to find that the producers in this country are capable of meeting the demand, will rise to the challenge, and we will hope that we continue to find new opportunities for market development. Agriculture is the only production industry that I know of that has continually been on the cutting edge of production efficiencies and responding to markets in a consistent, solid way, and I don't think they're going to change.
Here at the Export Exchange Conference, which I would congratulate U.S. Grains Council and RFA for putting on what seems to be a wonderful conference. I know we're coming towards the end. Just any last comment about how you think it's gone?
Well, perhaps you've already relayed this to your listeners, but we have about 500 people here. We have buyers from 33 countries, 170 buyers, 80% of the global market demand is represented here. We have nearly 300 producers, people involved in infrastructure, trading, and transportation. And it's turned out to be a remarkable merging of buyers and sellers. And what I think is most unique about this is it is emblematic of the sophistication of the emerging DDG market. The ethanol industry has done a remarkable job of focusing on this product and turning it into something other than a product they just had to get rid of to something that has a lot of incredible value. And I think it's very good for the industry. It's good for the world.
Well, great conversations going on here. I assume we'll turn into business down the road, and maybe we'll even have some favorable policy results in D.C. pretty soon.
I hope so.
So here from the Export Exchange, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.